Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. It's Rick and Rob.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Live and well.
Yeah. It's been a great day.
Yeah. Weather hasn't been bad. Isn't it supposed to rain today, though?
This evening, I think.
Yeah.
It's a little overcast right now, which is kind of helping, you know, the little bit of breeze blowing.
It's not terribly hot. Yeah.
So it's really pretty cool.
Yeah. We were at the beach last week. It was like 85-ish. Pretty humid. I worked, but Linda spent, you know, 3 or 4 days at the beach with her mom.
Yeah.
You know, it was awesome.
I got to take a vacation.
Seafood was amazing.
See, that's the thing. I'm a seafood guy.
I mean, fresh.
Yeah.
You know, I think one time Linda and I went, you know, her mom was like, why don't you just, the two of you go to dinner, you know? Because I was working during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were, you know, kind of doing their own thing. So we went to this place in Fort Walton Beach called The Shack.
Really?
And the thing for two was like a pound of snow crab, a pound of Dungeness crab.
Oh, my goodness.
A pound of red shrimp, red potatoes, corn, sausage.
Yes.
I mean, all of it, right? Just.
Yeah.
I'll have to show you a picture.
See, that's my kind of eating right there. that's vacation food, though.
That's right.
Right? You know, that's you know, we go on vacation, and I'm like, you know, we don't do this very often.
Yeah.
You know, and so we'll splurge a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we'll go somewhere. It's a, you know, a nicer restaurant that we won't normally patronize. But
well, you know, what we figured out is, you know, we have a camper.
Yeah.
We had a big old fifth wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And so to take the fifth wheel and stay at an RV park is, when you factor in gas and the stay at the park, if you shop around, it costs a third of what it costs to stay in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So if it's a third, well, I can go out to have
an amazing dinner. Yeah, that's my thinking too.
You know, because we did that one night. One night we went to a brand new place right on Navar Beach.
Oh.
That was called the Grill House. And I had a filet with lump crab, garlic smashed red potatoes.
See?
And bacon braised cabbage.
Oh, see, that's that.
That was the best part. That was better than the steak.
I was going to say, that bacon braised cabbage, that was,
like a little brown sugar in there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Oof. I like to take cabbage and cut it into cabbage steaks.
Yeah.
And then brush it with butter or olive oil or something, put it on the grill, and then, you know, salt and pepper it, and then go ahead and put some bacon on top of it, you know?
Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Right before we went on vacation, Linda and her mom had come back from Indiana, and they brought me about a pound of morels.
Really?
Yeah, fried them bad boys up.
See, a couple of weeks ago, where were we? We were somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't remember. We were on some club run. Few weeks back, and the guys were talking about going out, and they had hunted for morels.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Where are they?"
Yeah.
Like, well, they're at home
everywhere. Landfish.
You know why didn't you bring some for us to fry up? Well, they're at my house.
Yeah,
well, go get them. I'm ready.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to go get morels because I was riding to get.
That's right. That's right. I was going to get here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
them.
Yeah, and you're telling me you've got them and haven't like brought some over.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Amazing.
So, hey, today we're going to talk about another parable.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in Matthew chapter 6. And I have, interestingly enough, I have preached this parable from actually Matthew 25 through the end of the chapter.
Yeah.
Several times through verse 34.
Yeah.
But today I want us to focus on verse 26. And I'm going to read it here from the ESV in just a second. But there are, and you and I both talk about not cherry picking scripture.
Yep.
And looking at contextual value around that particular scripture.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to kind of break our norm just a little bit today and go with this one verse, but I'm going to look. We'll end up talking about verses fore and aft.
Yeah, we will.
Right? I mean, because that's just...
You kind of have to.
You kind of have to with this one. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. are you not more value than they? And I see this scripture, I see this verse, and I think about the birds. And I think about, okay, the birds, they have this gorgeous flight, unless you're an ostrich. They have this beautiful song.
Yeah.
Unless you're, it's a mockingbird.
Yeah.
You have, and but even a mockingbird, you know, and they have this beauty within them in the way that they fly, the way that they look, and in the songs that they sing. And I look at those and I think about, that's God's entertainment.
Yeah.
And I am so much more valuable to God than these birds.
And he takes care of them.
And he takes care of them as his entertainment. How much more is he going to take care of me?
Yeah.
How much more if I live for him? And we talked about in an earlier podcast about where we build our foundation.
That's right.
Right? On the rock or on the sand.
Yep.
And how much more if I invest my life into God? Not to get his blessing, not for prosperity,
right?
But to be taken care of.
I think people fail to think of it that way.
I guarantee they do.
Right? That I invest my time in God to be taken care of.
Right. Right.
Right.
Instead of a gain factor.
I'm not getting anything from it, right?
No. No.
You know, as you were reading this and the birds, it made me think about, you know, we were just talking about how we were at the beach. But one day, Linda and I we actually went to the beach together. It was like our last day there. It was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go like to get in the water or anything. We're sitting on beach chairs.
Yeah.
You know, I was wearing shorts. I mean, that's a huge win.
Right? Well, that's a big win.
You know, I wasn't there in like riding boots and jeans.
Like one of our brothers.
Big K.
Yeah, Big K.
But
dude can't swim. What's he doing in a pool?
But I remember watching, and there were pelicans, and you could see them flying around.
Yeah.
And they would dive, and they would eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd sit there and float for a little while. And they'd get up and fly. And they would dive, and they would eat.
Right.
And then if you watched, you'd see, like, dolphins swimming. It was amazing. Like, just chilling right there, watching the dolphins swim, the pelicans, you know, flying. But they're flying, and God's providing food in the fish.
Yeah.
He's taking care of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They don't have a worry.
Not one.
They don't have a worry in the world. You know what they're doing? They're just enjoying the glide.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, we sit back and watch that.
Yeah.
You know, even with white legs, because I've got them too.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I got the biker's tan already started.
I was sitting in my chair under an umbrella.
Yeah. You still got burnt.
One arm was sticking out. One arm got red.
Yeah. We were on a ride.
We're in 50, SPF 50, and my one arm got burned.
Yeah. We went down a few weeks back, had to go down to Panama City for a memorial for a brother of ours. And started off, man, it had been raining the night before. It was like 50 degrees when we left, you know, that morning, and got on the road. Get down and almost to Panama City, and it's so hot, you know. So I pull my sweatshirt off. I'm in a sweatshirt at that point. Yeah. You know, take my sweatshirt off. And my wrist has just stopped peeling this week from where I got sunburned from the 2 hours. I was like, yeah, so I know exactly what you're saying. So, but we watch those things go on. The pelicans coming in and getting a fish and then just gliding around, right? And the dolphins, you know, swimming, they don't have a, you know, they're on their quest for, you know, vitality and, you know, what dolphins do, you know.
Just doing what they do.
Exactly. And we get that entertainment and that serenity from watching that.
Yeah.
Right? Can you imagine what kind of peace and solace and serenity we would have knowing how much God wants to take care of us?
Well, man, it'd be amazing.
But it's all about, don't
care about personal gain.
Exactly.
Don't worry about what is personally going to happen in your
life. Right.
That's really what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we only read the one, but if you go through all of them, right, from 25 to 34, right?
Right, right.
That's what he's teaching.
Right.
Right?
Right.
He's saying, look, the birds, they don't worry. There's no personal gain for them.
Right.
They have nothing to gain. They just are being happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I said that we would hit fore and aft verses on this. I want to talk about verse 25 for a minute. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Here's how I like to read that verse. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? It's temporary. Mm. It's temporary.
Here's the most important word in that verse, in my mind.
Okay.
Therefore.
Yep. That's it. The way it starts it off.
Because he's saying therefore. So when you hear therefore in the Bible, it's because he just told you something important.
Yep.
Right? So if we go back one more verse, right, to verse 24.
24.
What does it say?
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
So I said just a little bit ago, right? This is about personal gain. Don't worry about personal gain.
Don't worry about it.
No one can serve both God and money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you serve money, if you care about that personal gain, you're not serving God.
Yep. Yep. Right? Exactly. And then he goes on, that's why that therefore is there in verse 25. Right.
Therefore, because you can't serve both, don't worry about your life.
Yep.
Don't worry about what you'll eat or drink.
Yep.
Just like the birds, right?
Yep.
They don't worry about it. He provides for them.
Yeah. Now, let's flip this coin just a little bit.
Okay.
Does that mean that we just all need to walk around homeless and the Lord will provide?
No, and let me tell you why. The Lord provided me with the ability to do technology.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
He provided me with the skills and the knowledge that I have to do the career I do today.
Mm-hmm.
He provided me and you, like you do IT too, right?
He
provided us with the ability to have this conversation.
Yeah.
He provided us with the ability to study the word.
Exactly.
And preach the word.
Yep.
And that's not something everybody has.
True.
Right? And true. So we can't just sit and say, well, God will provide. He did.
And he does.
And you're just not accepting what he provided.
Right. That was my point.
Right?
That was my point.
There's a story about, like, you know, somebody's, you know, I read it on Facebook or somewhere years ago, right? And it was during one of the hurricanes or something, you know, and it's not a real story, but like a hurricane comes and this guy climbs a tree and, you know, a boat comes to save him and he's like, nope, God will provide.
Right.
And then a helicopter comes to save him and he's like, nope, God will provide. Well, he ends up drowning.
Right.
And at the pearly gates, he's sitting there, what's going on? I thought you were going to provide. He's like, I did. I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. Yeah. I sent you this. Yeah. You said no to all of them.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So
because we're in the shock and awe business.
That's right. That's right.
That's just it. We're in the, you know, what's going to rock me the hardest.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what bugs me. Even in our worship services. Well, that's not spirit-filled worship. Why?
Are you worshiping God or are you worshiping the music they're playing?
Exactly.
That's what I would ask.
So if you go to a hymnal church versus a contemporary church, is it true to say that a hymnal church can't be spirit-filled?
Not even
close. Absolutely not.
Not even close.
Right.
It's a different method. Right?
Of expression?
It's a different method of expression.
Right. Right.
Is one more spirit-filled than the other? No.
No.
No. And This is going to sound terrible. Some people are going to disagree with me. I go to a church that has, you know, band and plays, and
yeah.
It's amazing. It's an amazing worship service.
Sure.
But if somebody decides that the reason they're going to go to a church is because of that type of worship,
you're in the wrong spot.
You're not. I would say you're
spiritually.
Yeah, spiritually, you don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Because I can go to a church that sings hymns and doesn't have a band and get just as much from the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And maybe sometimes more because I'm not focused on anything else.
Right.
But it doesn't take away from my relationship that I have.
Sure.
Right? Now, do I prefer a band? Yes.
Well, yeah.
That's my preference. I love music. I'm not a musician. I wish I was.
Right.
I got a guitar downstairs and I play it a little bit.
I'm not a musician, but I play guitar. No, I'm just kidding.
But no, I'm never going to claim to be a musician, right?
Well, and here's the thing, because I have been asked this question in several different ways. One of the things that I because I was raised in a traditional Church of Christ.
No instruments.
No instruments, yeah. Right? So
I only say that because some people don't know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Some people don't. So people have asked me, well, how do you defend now playing a guitar in church or being a part of a band that leads worship? Because God gave me the ability. He gave me the gift of music.
Yeah.
I'm not going to squander what God gave me. Now, am I going to show it off? Yeah. Absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely not. Things. But I'm not going to squander what God has given me so that I am like that bird.
That's right.
So in worship now— does that mean that you know, I will never play a screaming guitar solo? No, because I'll probably do it in my house just to practice.
Right.
You know, but does it mean that I'm going to do it in front of a worship service? Nah, because I don't want to pull away from someone that is, like what you said, focused more on the music. I want people to see, yes, God has gifted me in this,
yeah.
But I'm going to worship him and I'm going to praise him with this gift.
Amen.
So that
you should.
So that when someone comes to either my church or a traditional hymnal church or whatever, people can understand that the Spirit is working in our lives, not in the worship music.
That's right. That's right. But that's because you're not doing it for personal gain.
Right.
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 Because that's what this is about, right? It's, you know.
It is.
You're not serving money.
No, I'm only serving God. In this passage.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that I do that all the time.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Sure.
I liked what this said. So this is my Everyman's Bible, and it has, you know, the commentary. And I highlighted this years ago,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy because you can see it highlighted.
Yeah. Right?
But it's talking about this, and it says, Jesus made it clear that living for personal gain will only lead to great anxiety. Materialism and anxiety are two enemies of spiritual growth. They often work together to lead us away from a balanced life. We need to realize that the essence of life is not found in the possession of things, and that worry about the future is never helpful. By ourselves, we have little power to change the future, so we must trust God to take care of us. And God does promise to provide for our needs, for he loves us and gives us children. Therefore, those who learn to trust God have no need to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's everything we're talking about.
Everything.
Right? The birds don't worry.
Mm-mm.
They trust.
Yep.
Right? And so, yeah, you could, you know, I think it's easy to say, well, I'm just going to trust God and be homeless or whatever. Auto-provide.
I don't subscribe to that.
I don't either, because you're not using the gift God gave you.
Exactly.
Right? God gave the bird the gift to fly.
Yes.
He didn't give that to me.
No.
But he gave me the gift to do something else.
Right, right. I'm not built for flying.
No, definitely. I'm built for sinking. I don't even float.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got a wingspan. I can swim.
Yeah. I mean, I could swim too, but if I don't, I'll sink.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
But that's the thing about it, though, is God gave, and we talked about this earlier, he gave us a mind of being able to troubleshoot.
Yes.
You know, for IT things.
That's right.
And for different, you know, mechanical aspects or whatever. When you're somebody else's gift over here on the other side of the driveway may not have the same gift that I have or that
absolutely.
You have.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so does that mean that if they can't reprogram a router or because they can't write code that they no, it means they need to God is going to gift you.
That's right.
Use that gift.
Yeah. Well, you know, an example would be, look, my wife is amazing with people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Let's just be honest.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
I think I'm getting better.
You are.
But she truly loves everybody. Like, just.
She does.
Right?
I love Linda to death, yeah.
She's going to love you. She's going to help you. And when I first meet people, I'm trying to get better at it. When I first meet people, I'm trying to figure out, like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Right? What do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Linda's like, I just love people.
Just nice people.
I just love them. They love me. And it generally works out for her. Right?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, though. So it generally works out for Linda.
Yeah.
Right? How many times has it not worked out for you because you thought, well, what are you after here?
Well, a lot of times it doesn't work out for me. because I'm not looking at it through the lens of Christ.
Right. You're right? Not looking through Jesus glasses.
She looks at everybody through the Jesus goggles.
Yeah.
And just says, I'm going to love them.
Yep.
And it works out for her.
Yep.
But me, I get, you know, hurt or stepped on or whatever because I'm trying to protect myself. And when I try to protect myself,
mm-hmm.
What happens is I hurt myself.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And it's all about this, you know, it's not about personal gain, but I have anxiety and, you know, whatever it may be because I'm not just trusting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many, and look, I'm not a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or a behavioral science major.
Yeah.
Right? I have none of that.
Yeah.
But I do know that the source of my anxiety, the source of my depression, you know, are direct results of me.
Yeah.
Not trusting.
Absolutely.
It has nine times out of ten, the things that have happened to me because of my choices that have caused the depression or cause the anxiety or whatever are because of my choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's either something I'm trying to cover up or something that I am ashamed that I did because of a decision that I made.
Yeah. And let me tell you, right? Because this is all about trying to teach us to trust God,
mm-hmm.
right? To trust the God, he's got our best interest at heart.
Right.
Right. That he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you in my life, the more I trust God, the more I trust everything else.
True.
Right? That relationship that I have with God is the we talked about foundation earlier, right? But mm-hmm. it's that foundation that shows me how to have relationships with everybody else.
Exactly.
Right? And so if I can trust him, just like the birds,
yeah,
trust that he's going to provide, then I can start to look at other people through that same lens. It's, I'm going to trust him.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
That's what it's teaching me.
And as a result of that, in trusting God through that, to you know, we're talking about foundations and relational things
yeah.
because of that foundation
yeah.
and learning to love people and trust people. We allow ourselves at that point to be part of something that is bigger than us.
Yeah.
You know, and you get back to that Acts chapter 2 church at that point.
Yeah.
But it's all got to start with realizing something is bigger than me.
Yeah.
And me putting my trust in what that bigger than me thing is, which is God. Mm. And I can't look back at, you know, my successes, my career resume or my musical resume or my ministry resume or whatever, and expect that to be what I coast on. Because that's putting my trust back in myself.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But if I keep my trust in the Lord, if I keep my trust in God and realize that those things that I have stacked up on that resume, no matter what it is,
yeah,
whether it's career, personal, ministry, music, whatever, have all been a direct result of God taking care of me. God seeing the way through instead of me seeing what I want to see.
Right.
God sees the way through.
That's awesome.
So
it's true, too. He does see the way through. We just got to trust him. Listen. Follow what he's telling us.
Exactly.
Because he's telling you.
He is. He is.
You're just not listening if you don't hear it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, if you're like, I don't know, it's because you're not listening. You don't want to hear.
That and that's the thing, because you want to hear something else.
That's right.
You want to hear?
I think a lot of people don't read the Bible because they don't want to know the truth. They don't want to know what, because if I know it, I got to do it.
Exactly.
I don't want to live by that standard.
Mm-mm. Mm.
I'd much rather do some craziness.
I've loved this conversation today.
Yeah, me too.
It's been a good one.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Been a good one. Hey, folks, thank you for listening in. Thank you for checking us out. And remember, Nomad Pastor Podcast is available on every single podcast platform. And we are now on YouTube.
Yeah. Nomad, scary.
Yeah, it's bad scary. It is. It is. But you know what? Being on this format and being able to, you know, for you and I to talk and have these conversations has been a huge blessing.
It has for me too.
And you know, when we started this teamwork thing together, I wasn't skeptical of it, but I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And the expectation that I have seen is always for the glory of God to be shown.
Yeah.
In our conversation, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you, folks, for listening in. Thank you. And as another reminder, if you have a topic or something that you would like for us to talk about,
yeah,
reach out to us.
hello@nomadpastor.org.
And Rick and I will get on those emails.
Absolutely.
And get right back with you.
If you see us riding around, tap us on.
Yeah.
A lot of people will do that. They'll tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, I was listening. What about this?
Yeah.
And we absolutely take those requests too. So if you see us running around town,
yeah,
or other states, because we do travel.
We travel a lot. We travel a lot. So, hey, man, it's great being here today. And we just want to remind everybody to love God
and love people.